Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So a major recording the takeout, plus a lot is happening right now. The Speaker of the House, in the last 5 minutes, met the media very briefly and said they are moving forward on a spending deal where the GOP has agreed on a spending bill. This is all tied to avoiding a government shutdown. So it's very possible, Dave, that it moved from the takeout to he's on the air some way reporting on this. The vote is expected to take place today because the shutdown, you know when the shutdown kicks in? Midnight tonight. So maybe we can turn this into the listeners get involved and we get Major. Great. If we get Major later, great. If not, we understand. He has other responsibilities.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
He could be on the air here.
Yeah.
What makes that air better than this air?
They pay him a lot of money.
Oh.
We pay him nothing. Zero.
That's a good point.
Zilch.
Except friendship.
Friendship, yeah. That doesn't pay the rent. That doesn't pay for that place out in California. I don't think it does. But I like it. So what does this mean for the next 6 months, next 4 years? Because as we alluded to earlier, we really don't have a president right now. We do a name, but he's irrelevant. It's correct? Joe Biden it's almost a figurehead sort of situation.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is more of the president than Joe Biden.
Aside from his pardons.
And, by the way, the individual who started all of this was not Joe Biden, was not Donald Trump. It was Elon Musk. And I know some might say, well, Musk and Trump are coordinating. If you go back to how this started the other day, Musk put out the tweet, if any senator or member of Congress votes for this bill, this was the first resolution that was going to keep the government alive. This is the one, the 1,500 pages, which seems absurd, by the way. And I don't want to downplay it. That is absurd. Anybody who votes for this, you should be out of office. It took hours and hours and hours before the president-elect jumped in. So let's acknowledge that the president wasn't involved, and the president-elect really wasn't involved either, because the president-elect was with Speaker Johnson at the Army-Navy game. Elon, of course, was there. J.D. Vance was there. And Trump was just, you do whatever you need to do. This is Biden's White House. I'll step in. But then in this case, because Elon was leading the way, Donald had to jump in. And Donald jumps in and says, not only do I not want this deal, but I want the debt ceiling eliminated. So for those folks who rightfully so will often say Democrats don't care about budgets, they care about funding their favorite parts of government. And unlike a governor like Tim Walz or Tim Pawlenty or Mark Dayton or other governors across the country, they don't have to balance the budget. Well, Donald Trump is saying he wanted the debt ceiling eliminated. Want to know why? Because he's going to extend his tax cuts. And he also knows with his plan on immigration, on the border, on arresting individuals, that even his new czar in this area, Tom Homan, has estimated costs at a minimum at $86 billion. So Trump, the guy who's declared himself the king of debt, doesn't want to be beholden, wants for this to all happen. I would say right now, let's just try to get Major on another segment and see if it works out that way. Then we have more time. Trump wants more of this to be positioned as under Biden's watch, not his. Well, guess what happened with the vote last night? By now, you probably know. 38 Republicans voted against Donald Trump because they do believe in a better balanced budget. They do believe that Democrats have ventured too far, and they don't want to go there. So now the speaker says they have some sort of deal. A lot of the details are not out. But what does this say about the next few months, next few years? Are you comfortable with Musk's role? Because he certainly has a right for his voice. The wealthiest individual on the planet has always had a powerful voice. But I've jokingly been calling him the prime minister. This was superseding the president-elect. There were no signs Trump was going to do this until Musk did it. And then Trump followed Musk. And when Musk said it, most Republicans jumped high. Because it was negotiated with Mike Johnson, the speaker, Mitch McConnell, other Republicans. This was not just Democrats. This was a bipartisan deal. What does it say about Republicans, do you think, Dave, where 38 of them looked at Donald Trump and said, I know this is the bill you want. Too bad. We're voting no against you. Could that be commonplace? Because, by the way, when he starts, he's lame duck. He's 4 years in the lame duck. That's a long run, but are Republicans going to stand up to him? Does he have the same hammer that he once did? I still think he has a lot of power, but I think it's pretty telling that many Republicans, and how much of this drama are we going to have? Are we going to go on the edge of government shutdowns? Because Trump loves to negotiate, right? And if you're a negotiator, you go up to the edges, you go up to the limits. And in business, that works rather well. When I looked at my stock portfolio the other day when all this was unfolding, I didn't like how it looked. I did not. And Donald's the one I was bragged about the stock market. Stock market soared under Joe Biden. Absolutely soared.
Who's the president right now? Still Joe Biden.
Yeah, I guess that's what Donald's going to say. So what do you want to say to all that?
I hope we have the drama. I do hope we have the drama because I think that will mean that perhaps the Republican Party, those that are representative of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, are thinking for themselves, not just being beholden to Donald Trump, to his movement. And that's going to be the interesting thing, because standing up to, end quote, Donald Trump, going against what he wants, is, for all intents and purposes, going against a lot of Republican supporters today. That's obvious. And I think that's one of the most interesting stories of the next 4 years of what is the Republican Party going to be in 4 years.
Yeah.
Assuming Donald Trump doesn't become the emperor.
And the ride getting there.
Yes. What happens to the Republican Party over the next 4 years? Do people say, you know, I've had enough of this. I'm not going to be beholden to Donald Trump because I don't have to be. Or are they going to say, you know what? I do have to be because even when he's done being president, he is going to have a massive influence on this party and the supporters of the party.
Oh, again, I'm still today. There's a better chance he's going to run again in 28 than not. It's going to depend a little bit on the direction of the country. How do the tariffs work? His pursuit of illegal immigrants, what else happens in the country, how does the market react? Because people can flee very, very quickly if things are not going well. And for Republicans, and for notable parts of the country, until COVID, there were a lot of good things going on during the Trump first term. Let's look at a few texts here. Biden should be stomping around and smacking down everyone with his presidential immunity. There were a lot of people who did want Biden to do that. Now with the Supreme Court ruling, I mean, he showed how audacious he was willing to be when he went back and basically told us he was lying about Hunter and the pardon. But on immunity, about stretching the bounds of how far a president normally would go, he didn't do any of that. Who knows what Trump's going to do? He's capable of going very, very far. He's also capable of a lot of bluster, and he doesn't go to that level. So anybody who tells you they're convinced where he's going to go,
I don't think he knows.
I don't think he knows. Hey, Chad, we get it. Biden is silent. Why do you keep harping on that? We hear about this every day. We already know. But what can he do? Even if he spoke, the MAGA crowd only listens to one side. Okay. Wall Street Journal yesterday, in a lengthy, lengthy story with 50 sources laid out in specific detail. This is now new information which backs up so much of what I've been saying for years when Democrats have been ripping me and saying he's fine, he's great. No, he wasn't. And I, last hour, somebody said, well, think about how Reagan was the last couple of years. Well, that was awful also.
Doesn't make it fine.
I mean, what do you mean? So that makes, oh, okay, so we did this once before. So we're not, the idea that our country, as great as it is, in 87 and 88, and now God knows, because the Wall Street Journal story even suggests, going back to even during his first year, that Biden was having a lot of good and bad days, that for 3-4 years, we weren't certain if the president of the United States was sharp enough to do the job. Yeah, the apparatus goes on without him. That's not how it should work, that the apparatus should go on without him. The president should be leading the country, leading his party, leading the opposition, leading the fight here. I mean, when Trump was at the end, he was too busy trying to say, I won. So he wasn't doing a lot, right? Although he was threatening to do crazy stuff, like, and that thankfully people were stopping him. But think about what Obama was doing at the end, or what Bush was doing at the end, or what Clinton was doing at the end, right? Sometimes in these lame duck sessions where a soon-to-be former president is leaving, things get done. Nothing's getting done, and we're staring at a government shutdown. And the president of the United States is about as impactful as you are right now, Dave. And that's embarrassing, right?
I'm tremendously impactful. That's what people are saying.
Yes. Who takes over for him when his term is up? Can Vance take over, or will the Republicans go back to traditional ideals? Hell no. MAGA doesn't want to go back to traditional rhinos. They don't. They're going to judge Vance. He can't run in 28 without violating the Constitution. Stop with that crap. If he tries, he should be charged with treason. Oh, yeah. He really worries about the laws all the time, doesn't he? Donald Trump and the law. And somehow, some way, he escapes over and over again, just like he did with Georgia. So I get it. I understand the Constitution.
Well, treason would be a federal offense, and he can just pardon himself, right?
Yeah.
Unconditional.
He has presidential immunity right now.
It's a good deal.
That's what the Supreme Court ruled. He might try to determine that the presidential immunity allows him to violate the Constitution and run for president again.
I'm not on record agreeing with you on this, but I'm also not on record saying it's beyond the pale. It's beyond the possibility.
And it wouldn't shock you, right?
It would surprise me. I don't know that it would shock me.
The Republican way of cutting taxes while we have staggering debt is equivalent to an individual quitting their job will have tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt. In other words, insane. This is the Republican philosophy, which they've believed in forever, that if you give more of us more money to spend, this will drive the economy more than more government programs and funneling the money that way. For more Republicans and their presidency, did the debt go up higher more often than not during Reagan and Bush compared to Clinton, Obama, and others? Yeah, it did. And I think some tax policies with tax cutting does make sense. I think we too often make individuals who have success into the boogeyman. It's too convenient. But on Trump's tax cuts, they benefited too much of folks at the higher end than the middle class. They just did. And by the way, it didn't hurt me. It personally did not hurt me. But for the betterment of the country, those should have been directed more at the middle class. But that isn't going to change. He is not going to adjust his game plan when he goes in. And I just think we're looking at a lot of the chaos again. And I think some of the country is going to get tired of the chaos pretty darn quick. It's 51 past 1 on CCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who do we have here, Dave Harrigan?
This is Harry Christmas, brought to you by the Robertson family.
Mm.
Duck Dynasty fame.
Did somebody pass away this year from the Duck Dynasty
fame? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think somebody might have. Chad, I can hear your voice and your stress. You're still sad that Trump won. It's a good day. I'm just reacting to the news of the day. By the way, if you think I was a large supporter of Kamala Harris, you really weren't paying attention. Now, did I give 1 second's thought of voting for Donald Trump? Nope, I did not. But any stress in my voice has zero to do today with Donald Trump. I'm just reacting to what's going on, including that a car over the last 30 minutes, the networks have been reporting this, has plowed into a crowd at a Christmas market in Germany. At least one individual is dead. Madgeburg? Is that what I'm seeing on the screen? Madgeburg, Germany? I think that's it. I have not heard of that city. I'd love to tell you that I knew where that was. Another sad day when you're just going to a Christmas market. You're going there with your family and friends. And again, who knows what happened? Was this an intent to harm people? Did something inadvertent happen? But here we go. You're going to celebrate. And this takes place.
Magdeburg.
Magdeburg.
It's a couple hours west of Berlin.
Okay. CBS, I'm sure, will have more on it. If we can get Major, we will. If not, for sure, we have Matthew Caller, and we also have Am I Wrong? So we'll see if we can work Major in. Your Linda's Construction Time Check is 157. Time to call for a free attic inspection and heat map analysis. Somebody said no one from Duck Dynasty passed away, but Phil was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So sorry to hear about that. CBS, Mark Fry, follow us on Twitter, @Dave_Harrigan, @ Chad Hartman Show.